With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. The Trump White House staff turnover is a veritable revolving door. We'll talk about the staff remake at the White House, including who might replace Chief of Staff John Kelly. First, our top story. Michael Cohen, President Trump's longtime fixer and personal attorney, was sentenced to 3 years in prison, culminating a legal saga that led Mr. Trump's own Justice Department to directly implicate the sitting president in federal crimes. Mr. Cohen was sentenced in Manhattan federal court Wednesday after pleading guilty in recent months to 9 felonies, including 2 campaign finance violations related to payments he arranged during the 2016 presidential campaign to silence 2 women who said they had sexual encounters with Mr. Trump. Last week, Manhattan federal prosecutors said Mr. Cohen had acted at Trump's direction in arranging 2 illegal hush money payments to both women. Amid a bruising trade battle between the U.S. and the Chinese, sources say China plans to replace an industrial policy savaged by the Trump administration as protectionist with a new program promising greater access for foreign companies. China's top planning agency and senior policy advisors are drafting the replacement for Made in China 2025, President Xi Jinping's blueprint to make the country a leader in high-tech industries, from robotics to information to clean energy cars. The revised plan would play down China's bid to dominate manufacturing and be more open to participation by foreign companies. U.S. consumer prices were flat in November, a sign a recent drop in oil prices is holding down inflation. The Labor Department said the consumer price index was unchanged last month after rising a seasonally adjusted 0.3% in October. Still, the core CPI, which strips out volatile food and energy costs, rose 0.2%, the same pace of growth as in October. That suggests underlying inflationary pressures remain stable as the Federal Reserve gears up to raise short-term interest rates later this month. Still ahead, the staff shakeup at the White House. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is leaving his job at the end of the year. The move, announced by President Trump last Friday, is part of a looming staff remake as the White House prepares to deal with an incoming Democratic majority in the House. Who might take Mr. Kelly's place and who else could be departing? Let's talk with Wall Street Journal White House reporter Peter Nicholas, who's in Washington. Peter, first of all, with John Kelly leaving, it could result next in the departure of Kirstjen Nielsen as head of Homeland Security, since she was a protege of Mr. Kelly's and has been a target of criticism from Mr. Trump. Isn't that true?
Yes, that's exactly right. John Kelly's departure is going to have a domino effect, and the first domino to fall is likely to be Kirstjen Nielsen. President and also National Security Advisor John Bolton have been pretty unhappy with her. They don't think that she's taken enough measures to shore up the border, and the president has been considering replacing her for some time. John Kelly was her main benefactor and protector, and as you mentioned, she's his protege. And with John Kelly gone, it's unlikely that Kirstjen Nielsen is going to be able to survive for very long.
I want to dive into who might be the new chief of staff. But first of all, is there any word or any talk about who might replace Ms. Nielsen?
No, we really don't have too much insight into possible successors, although there is a quiet search that's been going on for some time. But it's a hard position to fill, and whoever president chooses would have to get a win Senate confirmation. But right now, the real immediate focus for the White House is replacing John Kelly. President had thought he was going to tap Nick Ayers, who's Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, for this job. President thought that was all lined up, but Ayers pulled out unexpectedly, and now the search is wide open, and it seems like we're getting new names coming forward and dropping out by the hour.
One thing I don't understand is the timetable that Nick Ayers wanted, I guess just to serve for a few months, starting with the new year. Wasn't that timetable brought up by Mr. Trump originally?
Yes, it was. So Donald Trump initially was supportive of that timetable and thinking that Ayers would just be a transitional figure, but then ultimately decided he did not want 2 transitions. He didn't want to have Ayers in there for a short time, the new chief of staff. There would, in effect, be 2 transitions from John Kelly. He just wants to do it in one shot. So he ultimately rejected that timetable. Nick Ayers has young children back home in Georgia and didn't want to make the kind of 24/7 commitment that the chief staff job requires. So it just didn't quite work out.
So who might replace Mr. Kelly at this point if not Ayers?
Well, as I mentioned, we're hearing new names by the hour. So Rick Perry, the energy secretary, was somebody who Donald Trump likes. His name has been mentioned. David Bossie, who was a campaign official in President Trump's 2016 campaign, author of a couple of books about Donald Trump, and a friend of the White House, has been mentioned as a possibility. The Bossie appointment would be an interesting one. He's got political chops, having worked on Capitol Hill. He knows Congress. He had some experience with Bill Clinton's impeachment as a Republican staff member in Congress in the 1990s. If Donald Trump were to face impeachment, possibly, Bossie might have some expertise and knowledge in that area. And as President girds for re-election, 2020 re-election, Bossie has some skills in campaign work. So he would be an interesting choice from that perspective. But he has a family, too, to think about, and a private life that's important to him. So it's not clear that's going to happen either.
It sounds like Mark Meadows wants the job. He is a House representative from North Carolina and head of the Freedom Caucus.
He certainly does. So Mark Meadows has told reporters that he'd be honored and thrilled, willing to leave Congress for that position. I wonder, though, if tactically that's the right move. Donald Trump doesn't like people to be too eager to be in his employ. I think he likes a little bit of cat and mouse and hard to get. So I think that eagerness from Mark Meadows might not necessarily serve him well in this chief staff sweepstakes.
Perhaps the most important thing of all, though, Peter, the White House needs to bulk up the counsel's office. You know, Don McGahn quit as chief counsel in October. He's been succeeded by Pat Cipollone. The lawyers' ranks in the counsel's office are depleted, and it seems like this is something that really needs to be taken care of, you know, with these investigations going on.
All correct. So a House Democratic majority is going to be coming in January. They are determined to investigate President Trump with great zeal. They're going to look into business dealings. They're going to look into executive decisions and actions that he's taken. For example, they might want to look at his personal finances. They might want his tax returns. So the White House is going to need a robust, tenacious, strong, and tough counsel's office to deal with that. Right now, the counsel's office is down to about 20 lawyers. That's about half of what it was under Barack Obama. And Pat Cipollone has come in. He started work on Monday with a mandate to hire and to probably double the size of that office.
Finally, I know that some have said that staff turnover tends to occur at the White House after midterm elections, but turnover in the Trump administration has been unprecedented, hasn't it?
Correct. We've seen a record-setting turnover in the Trump administration. Brookings and some others have done analyses that show turnover in the senior ranks, the assistant to the president level, is at like 85%. It's higher than Ronald Reagan, higher than Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, Barack Obama. We're in uncharted territory here. There's been record churn. It's just a volatile, difficult White House, tough environment to work in. And it's not going to get any easier with Democrats taking over the House. It might be a lot less fun for the people who are employed there because of all the subpoena requests and requests for witness testimony. And then overhanging that is the Mueller investigation, where somebody who has a conversation with Donald Trump potentially could be subpoenaed by Robert Mueller to testify, and that involves legal fees. So it's not the most attractive job in the world for some people who have different options.
Wall Street Journal White House reporter Peter Nicholas joining us from Washington. Thanks, Peter.
Happy to be with you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.